Rai tried to put her thoughts in order. Her head hurt badly, as if the luminium particle freeway was running right through her brain.
You mean what Jung said before before we woke up? Graviblock or something?
He said graviclump, yes.
It sounds to me like the wormhole we opened had something to do with it.
But that graviclump isn't even near Lumina, Ilion. The anomaly showed up far out by the Oort cloud.
The Oort cloud? I didn't dream anything like that. I don't think either of them said so, Ilion replied skeptically.
I felt it. I don't know how to explain it, but I'm sure something's gone terribly wrong.
Wait, before we spin too far into this, another question, Rai. How's it even possible that we dream, or better yet, know what's happening on Lumina?
Ilion turned back to her.
Aside from the obvious explanation that we're meant for each other. I mean, hey, we already share the same dreams.
He smiled teasingly until another drop of blood ran from his nose and fell straight onto his lapel. He cursed when he noticed.
I don't have an explanation either, Ilion,
Rai admitted, lost in thought.
It could be anything. A side effect of the wormhole transition sending echoes from home? Or interdimensional oscillations? String theory, you know?
Ilion didn't know at all.
Or maybe we somehow picked up a transmission. Physically speaking, faster than light communication isn't impossible. I mean, you don't need to look at me like that.
Rai couldn't help laughing. Ilion's expression was priceless.
But the fact that we both dreamed the same thing could also, psychologically speaking, just be coincidence. We're completely exhausted. Stress doesn't even begin to describe it. Maybe we're processing our experiences in similar ways because we're in the same situation.
You said you felt something, Ilion interjected.
I know, and it scares me. I keep wondering what this gravity clump really is. Somehow it makes me think of black holes.
You're saying we produced a black hole? And where exactly would you know that from, Rai?
But there can't be a black hole at the Oort cloud, Ilion.
She ignored his jab.
A black hole doesn't just appear out of nowhere, you understand? You need a star that dies. But the closest star to the sun is Alpha Centauri, 4.36 light years away. First, that's too far beyond the Oort cloud. And second, I know with 100% certainty that all three Centauri stars are nowhere near dying.
Rai furrowed her brow.
Could it be that a massive gravitational collapse happened at the Oort cloud without a star? But what could trigger something like that?
Rai? Rai!
Ilion put his hand on her shoulder and she looked at him.
The Oort cloud, black holes, gravitational collapse? Where are you even getting this from, Rai?
Ilion's eyes were wide and empty.
Rai almost felt like his pupils had turned into question marks. I told you. I was the mayor, she said quietly. I can't explain it any other way. I wonder if Father dreamed it too.
Guess that's pretty easy to find out.
Just as Ilion was about to activate the communicator, Forberg's voice came through it.
Come quickly, children. Did you know my assistant Verucci is a senator now?
Well, that answers your question, Ilion said to Rai and took her hand. Come.
He leaned his head toward the communicator.
We're coming, Doc, he said into it,
and together they went to the medical station.